the Zoo Crew, Gavin James. Take it away. Guess what? The name of the song is called Always. So it's that time of the year again where students head off on their J1. It's going to be the best 3 months of anyone's life while you're in college. I'm kind of nervous about telling you this. I don't know why. Normally I'm like, yeah, tell everyone everything. But this, it's kind of nervous to be telling you this. Anyway, for me, I went to my J1 in 2012 at San Diego. I got a job in SeaWorld with Shamu the whale. It lasted about 4 days only, as I wanted to not work and just enjoy the J1 experience, just enjoy the life. Now, it didn't end up to be the J1 experience I thought it would be. So I went to Vegas, I went to Mexico, even though we are warned by parents, don't go to Mexico, but you still got to do it. We went to Rosarito and Tijuana with Hollywood Ray. Anyone that's been in the J1 there will probably know that you get this party bus down to the border, drink cans of Four Loko, which cannot be good for anybody. You drink it going over the border and you have a great time and you come back. So I had so much fun. But it wasn't long coming to an end, I suppose. I was there about 6 or 8 weeks and I didn't feel too well. I ignored it. I still lived up the wild lifestyle. I was out in Pacific Beach with people I met in Carlo and Leash, and I'm still friends with the gang. You make loads of friends out there. That's a great thing. One day I was on the beach in Pacific Beach, of course. I just got a horrific pain in my back. So I went into the doctor anyway, and he was like, Valerie, you have a kidney infection. I was like, okay, here we go. I was down $200. I was like a dog. You know, when you're a student, you're out there, it's $200 out of your spending money, which you plan on just going away on day trips to and plan on spending down in Tijuana or Rosarito. A few days passed anyway, and I woke up with a shooting pain in my side. At this stage, I was very severely sick. American healthcare is so strict. It's so strange out there because you have to have money and you may have to make sure you have good health insurance because they won't touch you. And so anyway, finally, they got the go ahead to look at me from health insurance. They had to start dosing me up on antibiotics. So first of all, I was told I had a kidney infection. Then I got kidney stones. Now, I had kidney stones before, so I knew that it was possible that it was them. Then it got worse, I suppose, is the only thing I can describe it as. The stones infected my bladder and then it went straight to the blood. So, you know, this is mad. At this stage, I had sepsis, which is complete life-threatening. The only words I remember the doctor saying to me that I was deathly ill. So now, can you imagine being, I suppose, 21 years of age out in a country where you've no family, you just have a gang? So at this stage, my parents got the call, I suppose, that things weren't good and that I may not be coming home. And I know it's nothing that any parent ever wants to hear, I suppose. When you're on a J1, no parent wants to get that phone call to say, look, there's something after happening. She mightn't be coming home. 2 operations later, I suppose, I had a lithotripsy to try and get rid of the kidney stones. And then I had a stent put into my kidney to try help. And then obviously loads of antibiotics and an IV. So going into my second operation, I suppose, it was the toughest part for me because I was asked for, like, is there anything you want to tell loved ones, or is there anything you want to tell your family or friends that you've leaving behind? And, like, I suppose y'all know me by now, and I'm all up for the crack, but this is something that really shook me, I suppose, out there when you're asked, look, is there anything you want to say to anybody, because this might be it. I found it funny because the one thing they kept saying to me was, you're septic, and like, it's a word that I use constantly in my vocabulary. Anything that's disgusting, I'm like, oh, it's septic, he's septic, she's septic. I always use it, which I was like, oh my god, this septic word is coming back to haunt me. But look, it kind of was my own fault for getting sick. I didn't really mind myself. I ignored the symptoms and signs, I suppose, that my body had given me. Why am I telling you this? Okay, so it's the time of year that listeners, and especially the college gang, head off near J1. And the only reason I wanted to tell everyone this is because I mentioned it during the week that my J1 didn't end too good. And people are asking, why, what's wrong? Tell us what happened. I'm only telling you because I'm not trying to scare anybody, because the likelihood of this happening is very low, obviously. But I just wanted to tell everyone to mind yourselves. Like, when you're going somewhere like this, mind your friends, like, be good to them, be there for them. Like, if you have to come home, if you really don't like it, if it's not for you, like, come home. No one will ever judge you, I suppose. If you love it, great. I did. I just didn't get the ending that everyone else has. It's never it's never easy to talk about it, I suppose, because I didn't realise how sick I was until I came home. And the only way I did realise how sick I was, and this is pure Irish now, because mass was being said for me. And you know when mass is being said that something is severely wrong with you. So for mass to be said to me, I think this was a wake up call. But look, it got better, and it got better after a couple of weeks. And there was a lovely receptionist downstairs who used to visit me. Her name was Sharon. She was from Belfast. My parents couldn't fly out because I was supposed to fly home each day, and I suppose it never really worked out. So the hardest part was being there alone and not having the family. But please mind your gang that you're going with. And even when you're here at home as well, if you're ever on a night out, just mind your friends. I suppose I still kind of struggle with the thought of leaving Ireland, going away on holidays. I suppose eventually I'll get the courage to like pluck up and go. Small baby steps. Went to Edinburgh in January for a couple of days. That was grand. I had a great time and I was fine. No bother. So if anyone's heading off into J1, I promise I'm not trying to scare you at all. I'm genuinely just wanting you to mind your friends and be good to them. So if you're off into J1, have the most amazing time. Mind the friends. And of course, be safe. And have pretty good health insurance, because operations in America cost a lot of money. So I hope my parents are listening. They're probably at home bawling, crying. Please mind your friends, and I'm not doing it to scare anybody. Just have a great time and go mad. So yeah, there you go. Now I can breathe. I've told people, and so here's to tell the tale. It's all good. We're going to kick on the show. Music from years and years, Drake, but here's Chasing Abby. It's Choices. Hit Music now on Spin.